40 degrees, 5:45, and we call it the best 5 minutes of the day. And Jason Cairns, the other end of this conversation. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you had a good weekend.
I saw you Saturday morning. That helped it launch in the right direction. Thanks. Great breakfast fellowship at Randy's in Eau Claire. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to see your face.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tessa spent some time at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, I think, good too. They always have this way of starting out by getting together just to spend time. And then all of a sudden, Tessa tends to be at your house for overnight.
It was that. They stayed up. I got to say, I sacked out Saturday night before. There was other supervision and it wasn't me. But they had a good time. They were playing, like, on the Wii. They were playing the game of life, Michael and Elena and her. And so it seemed like they had a good time. So
Good. Yeah.
So, and meanwhile, I saw your picture on Facebook of apparently you were in the kitchen at 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah, I actually used my Weber grill. I made a pork butt on the grill.
Oh, you can't say that on Christian radio. So, sorry.
I made a pork shoulder on the grill.
Thank you.
So I started it, I think I had it on the grill by about 6:15, and then we ate last night. So it was about a 10-hour process.
Really?
Yeah, it was, but really, really good. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You had asked about whether we could eat it on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have done, if there was a way to do that, I would have loved to have done that to be able to share that with you. But,
and of course, we've talked about it from time to time. Not a lot, though, it seems like. With the keto diet, I mean, that's been hugely successful for you. You've had massive weight loss from that. In terms of the pandemic, it was a little more challenging. But there's a lot of things that you've, you know, and certainly meat is one of the things you get the green light on, right?
Well, you know, we've talked about that. I gained quite a bit of weight over the pandemic, and I attribute it almost exclusively to cheese. You know, I love cheese, and over the past 2 weeks, I've cut down pretty considerably on the amount of cheese I've eaten. And,
but I thought cheese is approved in the keto diet.
It is, up to 4 ounces per day, because it still has carbs, and you can still... and you can still overdo it. So I will leave it to people's imaginations how much of it I was actually eating. But over the past 2 weeks, I got on the scale this morning and down 15 pounds. So
that feels good.
It does. It's nice to be back on track with that. But, of course, the pork shoulder is approved. So,
Nice. Very good. Well, I guess let's do a devotion this morning. Do you have some from John 15? Again, Jason is the author of Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. There's the book, and then there's the 129 devotions.
Yep. So this morning is John 15:26, and the verse says, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." I said, what precisely is the role of the Spirit? For one, he is a helper. With the Spirit's help, we are not left blindly interpreting scriptures or relying only upon fallible teachers. Under the new covenant, we have a guide who leads us into truth. Jesus also said that the Spirit bears witness about him. In other words, the second role that the Spirit plays is to bring Jesus to mind, to point us to him. By the Spirit, we do not have to stumble about on our own. John 15:26 is also a Trinitarian verse. Notice all three members present, Father, Son, and Spirit. Jesus sends the Spirit from the Father who will in turn tell about him. This is Trinitarian flow. You know, I think when we think about some of these verses, sometimes people will say, well, the Trinity is never mentioned in Scripture, but it appears all over if you pay attention to it. At least in my opinion.
What struck me was the line about the Spirit will lead you into truth.
Yeah.
And I thought that, that the Spirit also, I think, is leading us into love. I mean, certainly Jesus said, one of his last words there in John 13:34-35, a new command I give you, love one another as I've loved you. And it just strikes me how often Christians want to, it seems like we want to pit love and truth against each other. And don't you think they're meant to be compatible?
Without a doubt. I think they're meant to be compatible. Unfortunately, like we do with many other things, we split them off from one another.
Yeah.
And I think our own egos get in the way. And because we really like to be right. And unfortunately, when we really like to be right, we sometimes forget to be loving.
So what if, I mean, this is also the secondary thought, as it said, that the Spirit will lead you into truth. And what if the truth is love? I mean, what if?
Right.
And yeah. I mean, so the song of the morning then that I try to be flexible listening to you. And so no less than Stephen Curtis Chapman, his tune, All About Love. Thank you, Jason.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Drew Fralick's listening in Michigan where it's Eastern time. So for him, it's almost 8 o'clock. It's almost time to be at the counseling center, right, Drew?
That's right. I'm out in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Just barely made it in time.
Good. Well, you're there.
I'm here.
So Mother's Day in Detroit, what's that like?
Yeah, so, I was kind of reflecting on this yesterday. We did Mother's Day here, and we made breakfast for my wife. You know, it's like every year we subject these poor women to the Mother's Day breakfast.
Hold it now. That's not to be like, it's great they get breakfast in bed, but you're saying we subject them to it.
Well, I was reflecting on this yesterday. Mother's Day breakfast is basically what we would be eating anyways on Sunday morning, just a lousier version of it, you know? And it doesn't taste right. The kitchen's a mess. There's pancake batter, you know, splattered all over the backsplash and stuff. And then to take it up a notch, we're like, oh, we're going to have it. We're going to give it to you in bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to eat this in bed. And they're like, no, you know, it's okay. We could just eat it at the table. We're like, no, it's fun. Let's eat it in bed. So we're sitting in bed and, you know, the kids are in bed and they're spilling syrup everywhere. There's crumbs all over the fitted sheet. You know, my son's using the duvet like it's a stack of paper towels at the Rip Shack, you know. And it's just going to take her hours to clean that pancake batter and syrup out of the sheets. So we actually give them more work with this Mother's Day breakfast.
Mom maybe comes away going, please, next year, not that. Yeah.
I stand by this. You know, last year at Mother's Day, right, we were in the middle of COVID, and I said the greatest gift you could give to a mother on Mother's Day is just not let her be, you know, let her not be a mother for a day. Just let her drive out into the middle of the field and just have some solitude and just get away from us.
Maybe a primal scream or two would be good.
A primal scream, yeah. Primal scream therapy.
Yeah,
as well. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, that's what we did at my house.
A gathering yesterday, McDonough Park. We had my in-laws were there, my wife's siblings, their kids. So that was, played some basketball.
Nice.
And, you know, you've shared some, regaled us some basketball stories from Rice Lake. Well, holding up our end of the show there, a 5-1 victory faces Michael and my 11-year-old nephew, Kyle. Again, it's not the Lakers, but still.
Still.
And beat Kyle and Pig. So there you go.
Well done.
Wow. That's incredible.
Susan, how about your Mother's Day weekend?
My Mother's Day weekend was lovely. I had almost all my kids home. Ian, of course, is in Detroit, but sent me a really lovely message. We started off the weekend by picking up our basket from Avenue Orchard. A treasure trove.
Huh.
I brought it home. It was the most delicious hamburger with the cheese and the blueberry jalapeno or habanero. And everyone thought I was a genius, you know, producing this delicious dish. So I just smiled and took all the credit.
Why not?
Yeah, but it was very chill. My daughter got engaged. No big deal.
That's big.
NBD, congratulations.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. We'll have to do the wedding diaries of Catherine and Zach.
Absolutely.
I'm so pleased. Couldn't be more happy. And
congratulations to Kat and Zach.
Yeah, most definitely. How about you, Caleb?
I think the highlight, and a lot of different things. My niece had her first birthday up in Park Falls, so we enjoyed that. But I think the highlight of my weekend, again, Mother's Day weekend, and spent time with my mom, with my wife, with my mother-in-law, was seeing my wife with our children in her hometown of Dallas playing at the park that she grew up playing at.
Yeah, I like
some slides and merry-go-rounds and swings and all sorts of things, the little train there. And so, again, just seeing my wife with our children in her hometown. There's something just special about being at home.
Yeah.
For holidays.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely love that.
All right, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday. Great to have you here, Caleb and Susan and Halvo. And I just want to apologize. Last week, I was unprepared. I had one joke. I need to have three. I will never let it happen again.
You can let it happen again. Your one joke was super funny.
No. So I'm going to start off with an observation, though. You know, answering your cell when you don't recognize the number is like picking up a hitchhiker.
Oh, man. That is true. Well, you guys, I once saw a picture of Mount Rushmore before it was carved.
Uh-huh.
And its beauty was unprecedented.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I was just looking at my ceiling. Not sure if it's the best ceiling in the world, but it's definitely up there.
It is.
If you don't find that funny, it's just because it's over your head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, double. He does a double.
Whoa, you win.
The timing's everything.
Kids,
there.
Don't try that at home. Hey, why is the mushroom always invited to parties?
I don't know.
Because he's a fun guy.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's see. Well, I'm really proud of myself, you guys, because I was super addicted to the Hokey Pokey, but I turned myself around.
Congratulations. Well, I had a busy weekend. I invented a new game called Silent Tennis.
Yeah?
It's like regular tennis, but without the racket.
Aha! There you go. Almost pickleball.
Oh, man.
Hey, my last one. I know why this is called the month of May. It may rain. It may snow. It may be 70. It may be 20 degrees.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't believe that the highway department called my dad a thief.
Mm.
But when I got home, the signs were all there.
I'll do one more. What do you call a person who eats other people but slowly?
I have a can nibble.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
I'll tell you what, if you want a good paying job, try trucking. The trucking industry continues to experience a major shortage of drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't say the following things during an interview. These are real statements compiled by a trucking company owner. Are we ready? Real statements that have been said. For instance, you're in a job interview for a trucking job. Don't say, I can't drive but about an hour before I tend to fall asleep. Not good.
I mean, you know, 50, 55 minutes and then, you know, then I'm snoozing.
Nodding off.
Or how about this real statement? Will I have to back up the truck?
You're interviewing for a trucking job, yes. Bad interview statements when interviewing for a trucking job. Can my wife use my driver's license when she drives?
Already planning, you know, planning. And this is something, a real statement in a trucking job interview. How many pets can I take? I mean, dog, cat, ferrets.
Parakeet.
Yeah.
Another real statement on the WIB Wake Up Show compiled by a trucking company owner that he heard in an interview is, could I use the truck to pull my camper?
Well, you know, thinking ahead.
Just thinking outside the job.
Leveraging
time.
That job for some personal gain.
Again, there are some great job opportunities out there right now driving truck, but maybe don't say these things if you're interviewing for one. How big is the kitchen part?
Oh, the cute little kitchen part. Yeah, I would like to know that, actually.
Oh, real statements. A couple more. How about this one? Do I always have to pull a trailer?
Yes.
Kind of part of the job.
And finally, if my brother needs to borrow it, can he?
Brother Billy.
What's brother going to do with a 18-wheeler?
Sure. Me truck, a Sue truck.
Don't say those things and you'll have a better chance of getting the
job.
We've
warned you now.
Yeah.
Go get that job. Sometimes when we plan a trip and travel, things don't turn out exactly as we expect. In fact, I recall one time we were in Florida for the first time. My little daughter, Grace, of course, was probably about 7 years old, and she was hesitant to go into the ocean because of sharks. So scary.
Mm-hmm.
So the first and only time I ever heard my husband lie, he said, Gracie, I believe the state of Florida has installed a net along the coastline, so it is safe for you to swim. She was like, thank goodness there's a net so that I can go and frolic in the ocean. Guys, she believed this till she was at least 18 years old. That there was a net.
For some people, it's other things.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Anyway, all leading into our collection of strange but true travel complaints.
People on vacation and they still find things to gripe about.
Yes, yeah. They actually write in and comment. And the first one here is, no one told us there would be fish in the sea. The children were startled.
Have they never heard that phrase, there's more fish in the sea? Because there are.
They should go to Florida. There's a net.
Strange but true travel complaints.
All right, here's another one. It took us 9 hours to fly to Jamaica from England. I mean, it only took the Americans 3 hours. What's with that?
Where are they finding those factoids? Real travel complaints. We were told you provided free internet, but our phone company charged us $155 for use while staying at your hotel. You did not tell us we had to connect to the hotel Wi-Fi for it to be free.
Wow.
Okay.
That's how they said it, too.
Here's a strange but true travel complaint. It is your duty as a tour operator to advise us of noisy or unruly guests before we travel.
We noticed that it says Nostradamus on your name tag, so we knew you could do that.
Are you not clairvoyant?
I'm going to go here for this one. It has a couple of different areas of confusion. I understand you're a no-smoking facility, but that still doesn't explain the absence of ashtrays. Sir, why did you want one?
To put out my one cigarette before I started my vacation, maybe?
Real things real travelers have complained about to agencies, hotels, otherwise. I compared the size of our one-bedroom rental apartment to our friend's three-bedroom rental apartment, and ours was significantly smaller. You think?
Yeah. How about this? I was bitten by a mosquito, and no one said they could bite.
There should have been signs.
Wow.
And finally, we found the sand was not like the sand in the brochure. Your brochure shows the sand as yellow, but it was white.
Okay.
How could you possibly do that to us?
That would be a happy miracle and surprise. Beautiful white sugar sand. That
sounds
delicious.
They always talk about white sand beaches, not come to our yellow sand beaches and...
Come to this delicious beige sand beach. Yeah. I don't know. People will complain about just about anything,
just
even
to land
on vacation.
This plane, you know, in a way that I don't in any way intend to be preachy, but at the end of a beautiful Mother's Day, enjoying it at McDonough Park and just going out last night, I'm like, we are so blessed here. We are so fortunate.
We are.
I have lived for a couple of years in a lower tier third world country. I mean, count your blessings, count them one by one. There is so much.
Yes.
You won the lottery to be born in this country, I think.
Yes.
So be grateful.
Yes. That is absolutely true.
No preachiness.
And
no,
a God that who's isn't. Always on our side.
That's a good reminder.
Now Susan's going to dance because
Yay,
she loves this song.
Toby Mac.